Okay. Lastly, receptivity to the spiritual influence of the Buddhas and archetypal bodhisattvas. I think it's very important to be able to imagine what enlightenment, the goal of the spiritual life, actually is. And we need something to engage our imagination. So it needs to be an imagination of something we can actually become ourselves. So it needs to be enlightenment in the form of another person. And that's why enlightenment in the form of a Buddha or a Bodhisattva is so important. The Buddha started off as a human being and he gained enlightenment. We're human beings, we too can gain enlightenment. So the Buddha is the main refuge. And the more faith we have, the more we're able to open up to the inspiration, to the spiritual influences of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The more we're able to sense subtle presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the more we're actually going to be able to open up to what they actually represent. And if you've practiced puja, you've probably had the experience at the end of the puja, when the mantras die away, there's a silence. And it's not an empty silence, it's a silence that's imbued with presence. It's imbued with the presence, the qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, if we're receptive enough to them. This becomes even more important, even more part of our lives, if we take up a visualization practice of a Buddha figure at ordination. And if we take up visualizing a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, this becomes the center of our spiritual practice. It gives us something to relate our practice back to, an enlightened being, just like us. In a way, it's us when we gain enlightenment. That's what the Buddha or the Bodhisattva that we visualize actually is. So in a way, it's a way of connecting up with what really matters.